The Sulphur Springs Police Department conducted a raid Saturday on establishments using eight-liner machines for gambling. The City and County Special Crimes Unit led the raid. We get more info from Special Crimes Unit Lieutenant Harold McClure.
We've been conducting since about the 1st of March, undercover operation involving illegal gambling here in the town, specifically with eight-liners. It's not our normal forte in special crimes. We're generally geared at narcotics, but the moniker special crimes. So we began the investigation, like I stated, 1st of March. Some establishments here in town that have eight-liners. The law is very simplistic when you read it. You cannot pay out any type of monetary value over 10 times the amount of the single play or $5. And I believe it's $5 wholesale value. So during these operations, locations were paying out in money, and some locations were paying out in merchandise, well over the monetary value that I just quoted. And one incident, one convenience store also paid out with a scratch-off lottery tickets, which it in itself is a violation of the Texas Lottery Commission rules and laws and guidelines. Two of these places that we're talking about have an alcohol license, so thus they're keeping what is basically classified as keeping a gambling location and promoting gambling, which these are Class A misdemeanor violations under the penal statute of Chapter 47, but within itself with TABC here, here's another administrative violation for keeping and promoting gambling. So Saturday evening, late, we executed search warrants based on a probable cause gained from the undercover operations at three locations here in town. And, machines were seized and computer devices were seized. One of these locations uses computers with the eight-liners in them. That's why I refer to them as devices. The two of these locations had the old style mechanical type machines, you know, what you would commonly see at a casino, if you would. So that's where we're at right now. The investigation is still going, still ongoing. As y'all can see from the pictures of the evidence, we've got to tag and all this. Machines, the computers, count the money. Right now, I believe we seized right at $12,253.02 total from all the locations that were raided Saturday night. So it's a violation of the law. It's we were tasked with dealing with it.
Expect more of these.
Like I stated, the investigation is still ongoing. There's some things I can't talk about at the moment, but it is still ongoing. And the owners of the places, the cases have been filed with the county attorney's office. We did not make any arrests. These were just search and seizure warrants, Saturday night, not arrest warrants. The county attorney, Dusty Raby, has the cases that were made during this investigation. So the prosecution part obviously will be in her venue.
KSST News.